Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir Responsor, Lui Nishmas, from Moshe Harozetzal. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Beis in the Art Scroll of Hodor edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting Daf Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. So we learn in the Mishnah that if the Sukkah is more than 20 Am, it does not work. So now the Gemara is going to come to explain why is that so. The Gemara starts with a question. Ilu Bayishu Gavoya Mikamo. You have a very tall house. Shemei Einu Chayav B'Makeh, Einu Chayav B'Mezuzah. Won't it be chayav to have a market, to have a fence on the roof? Or it won't be chayav in a mezuzah? Of course it will. Meaning the fact that it's higher than 20 amah doesn't make it not a good house. So why by sukkah, if it's more than 20 amah, it's a problem? Says the Gemara, labayis mikuro vein sukkah mikuro. A house has a real roof. So therefore, if it has a real roof, even higher than 20 amah, it's still a house. But a sukkah, which doesn't have a real roof, it's only an arai, so then more than 20 amah is not considered to be a sukkah. Continues the one that based on Mudalif. Matsinu Sikul Shilki Kiri. But that one is asking, sometimes we did find a sukkah that does have a real roof. Where do we find that? The Tanita one, we learn over there. That's the beginning of the Mishnah there that says that if the schach is far away from the tfonois, it's pushed away from the tfonois to tfachim, so that's possible. And it continues the Mishnah, if you have a house that the roof fell off, and he puts chach on top of that fall on the roof, it's kosher. So you have a real house over there where a big portion of the roof is still there. Because the Mishnah there says, as long as it's less than 4 amas from the chach to the wall, it's good. So you have a real roof over there. So why there 20 amas should not be okay? Elabait megufov ein sukko meguvefes. A house has 4 walls around it. Sukkah, it needs only 2 walls plus. So the moral value, Achsteru has a room that has 3 walls and the 4th wall is completely open. It's completely open to Shusaramim. Revealed by Shem Rav, Rabbi Yochanan Tarvein, Hamim, and Taltim, and Kul, you're not carrying it. It is still considered to be a house. You see, the fact that it's open doesn't take away the concept of a house. So why by Sukkah? Because it's open, it doesn't have the same thing as a house. So my kiddun, so what is really the reason the Sukkah above 20 Amas possible? Till 20 amah, a person is under the shade of the schach. More than 20 amah is under the shade of the walls, not the shade of the schach. Omer Avyoinu, so Avyoinu says, it's only if the schach is 20 amah away from the walls. Meaning, according to this, the din of 20 amo height is only if you have airspace of 20 amo. You have from the edge of the wall, from the top of the wall, until you reach the schach 20 amo. Then you have a problem. But as long as between the schach and the wall is less than 20 amo, you're okay. Why is that so? So Reb Chaim explained, as we'll see later in the daf. Because in theory, if you have the schach less than 20 amo to the walls, you could put some kind of a beam in the middle of the air, within 20 amah to the schach. It will still be covered with walls, and whatever is on the beam will be kosher to schach. If that part is kosher, so everything else is also kosher, because you have a din of psala yoytze min sukkah. Meaning once you have an area in the sukkah which is kosher, so everything else, even the what's extend from there is also kosher. So how will I have a sukkah more than 20 amah? Then it's not kosher. It needs to be more than 20 amah from the walls. So there's no place to put the beam, because wherever you put the beam within the walls, it will be 20 amah away from the schach. According to you, it depends on the walls. Niti, you should say, it's 20 amah away from the tfanus is possible. The Losh of the Mishnah says, just down 20 amah, master 20 amah from the floor. Rabbi B'Shem Rav says another sheet of B'Sheinu Machzek Ezel Kedei Roi Shoi V'Rubo V'Shulchonu. The only time you have a problem of more than 20 amo is only if the sukkah is so small, it's 7 by 7 tefachim. The only thing you go in there is his head, most of the body, and his table. Avalim Ha'etam Machzek is your sick sheriff, it's more than that, it's kosher. Why? What's his svara? His svara is, as Rabbi Chaim points out over here, based on the Tosis and the Bavli, that he holds that when the sukkah is too small, it's too narrow, and the schach is so high, it doesn't look like a house anymore. It looks like a chicken coop. And that's the reason the more than 20 amah is a psul. But once you have more space, I don't have a problem that the schach is more than 20 amah high. Rav Yaakov Baruch Hu B'Shem Shaya B'Shein Dev Rizil Oilus Imo. He holds the problem of the schach 120 amol is because you don't recognize, you don't see it. That's only if the walls don't reach the schach. But if the walls reach the schach, shero, because a person does follow with his eyes through the walls and reaches to the edge of the wall and he sees the schach over there. So the following price so argues in this pshat. Because one of you, the Maisa B'sukos of Shilani Amalka, was the Sukkah of Helene the Queen, Belud, in that city of Lud, Shoyso Gloy Yoysim Mes Ramo, was higher than 20 Amo, Vichachom Nichnosim Yoytsi Bovelo Amar Dom Dover, the Chachom will go in and out, they didn't say it's a problem with the Sukkah. That's a riot of this, a Sukkah could be more than 20 Amo. It says the reason is she's a woman. She's not obligated to keep the mitzvah sukkah. I'll bring from there a rayo. She had 7 children that are chachamim. So how did the children sit in the sukkah that was more than 20 amot? Till here is the quote. Says the Gemara now the question. So according to Mandoma, the 20 amot is only an issue when it's a very narrow sukkah. But Eleni Amalka, how can it be the sukkah so small? Does a queen sit in such a small sukkah? Says the Gemara, Lebeshein, Defnisea, Oilosimo. What about the Mandama that says that the only issue of 20 Amo is only if the walls don't reach the schach? You want to tell me that the walls of the Malko, of the queen, doesn't reach the schach? Says the Gemara, that's less of a problem. That doesn't argue. It's normal for the rich people that they make walls that don't reach the roof in order for the wind and the cool air to come in. So yes, it could. That does make sense that maybe the walls did not reach the schach. That does work with the sheet of Rabbi Shaya. So the one Rabbi Shaya asked the question to what we referenced before. Hey Venus, he brought a beam. What he put it on top of a pole, and now. The beam is standing in the air. Between the beam and the schach, they don't have 20 amo. So the Gemara says, Pshito, you can use it like Yosef Abchaim, Im yomud min aneser, if he measures from the beam, ain't kanesri amo. From there, from the beam to the ceiling, to the schach, there's no 20 amo. Im yomud min akarka, but if you measure from the floor, yesh kanesri amo. So clearly on the beam it's kosher, and the shayla is, what about the area around the beam? What's the shayla? So the Gemara explains, do you treat the area which is around the beam like open air, or you treat it like schach pasul? If you treat it like avir, so 3 tvachim is already, if you have 3 tvachim space that's more than 20 amol, who you pasul? As we're going to see later, when you have schach pasul between the wall and the schach, so the schach pasul can be up to 4 amas, okay. It's going to be considered doif and akumo. You will look at the wall as if the wall is bent, and the schach pasul joins the wall. But if there's air space, if you have air in between the wall and the schach, so then it's up to 3 tfachim. So the shayla, what do we do in this case? When you have a beam in the middle, in the air space of the sukkah, how do you treat the rest of the sukkah? Why did they say that schach pasul is 4 amos? You have doiv nakumo. Meaning the idea of doiv nakumo is that if you have a problem of distance between the wall and the schach, so you look at the schach pasul as if it's the wall, and you have here it comes to be mati the sukkah. But that's only if that area doesn't have a problem that's too high. The only problem is you have the distance, so I'm coming and putting it part of the wall. But if that schach is possible because it's more than 20 amo, it's not only for the distance, it's not only to be mati the sukkah, it's not right to be a doifin to be a wall. You want to create a doifin for something which cannot be a doifin because it's too high. That doesn't work over here. That you don't say doifin akumo, so you can't use the arba almas concept. Why Rabbi Shai even has this question? He should have learned from the following. The Tanit, the one we learned over there. Person puts walls from the ceiling of the sukkah down to the bottom, but it doesn't reach the floor. If it's 3 tfachim high from the floor, it's possible. That's only if he's sitting on the floor. So he doesn't have a wall around him because the wall is 3 tefachim higher than the ground. But if he's sitting in the air, he's not sitting on the floor. The walls of the sukkah don't reach the floor, and he is able, he made some kind of a beam in the middle of the air of the sukkah. He's sitting there, and surrounding him, there is four walls of the sukkah. Then it's a sukkah ksheira. So where brings Uriah, I don't care so much about the floor of the sukkah. You see over here that the floor of the sukkah is not kosher because it doesn't have walls around it. But if he is in the air, so then the sukkah is kosher because I don't need the floor. So here regarding the beam, which is in the middle of the space of a sukkah above 20 amo, it should be kosher because that beam, we don't care about the floor below the beam. Omar of Yeso, leisa do de rabob amenel ulfon. You can learn from rabob amenel. Why? Because we must need to yoli floor rabob amenel. Rabbi Amenel learns it from a Mishnah, and we're going to see that it's not a good raya from the Mishnah. So therefore, we disagree with Rabbi Amenel's understanding. The Tanin, the one it says over there, Ketzoitzro Shilamalo Minayom. It means there's some kind of a porch, or some kind of a beam going out from the wall, and it's above the sea. Ein Mimali Yimeru B'Shabbos. You can't draw water from the sea on Shabbos, because this wall is part of Rishus HaYochid, and the sea is considered to be a Karmelis, which is a Rishus Derabanon. You're not allowed to take water from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. Elim ken asulu mechitza gavoya asar tfachim. Unless they made it a wall of 10 tfachim. Pein milamalon, pein milamaton. Milamalon means above the water, and lamato means down in the water. So once you made a wall that is somewhere connected to the water, either above the water or below the water, so then you could take water, you could draw water from it on Shabbos. Chom gave us some resolution. This will be considered to be Rishus HaYochid, because you can't really do a full Rishus HaYochid in the sea. So that's good enough. Continues the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. From of Zeir of Yehuda b'Shem Rav, v'hushtem mechitza meshukas b'mayim kimlo yishadli. So when you want to put a fence on top of the sea, it's okay, but you need to have the fence going a little bit into the water, the amount that it takes for the dli, for the bucket to go in. So what is the raya that you're bringing from here? So Rabbi Amenel learned from here that you see that as long as they put the bucket into the water and it has mechitas around it, even though the mechitas don't go down into the bottom of the sea, I still can use it. Why? Because I don't care about the floor. I care about where I am. Does it have walls around it? You see, the bucket, as long as there's walls surrounding it, I can take water from the sea. So the same thing in the sukkah, as long as they have walls around it, even though I don't have a floor. So it's not the same thing. Yam karmelisi. Ene lo shu sayochi ve lo shu sarabim. Meaning, karmelis is a din derabanan. Rabanan, we're mekel. They gave you a kulo, that as long as you have a wall around it, even though it doesn't reach the floor, it's good enough. When it says b'sukkas teshu, it includes the floor as well. Meaning the tsura of a sukkah, b'sukkas teshu, yeshiva means you have a floor, you have four walls around it, you have a schach above. So if you have, it's too high, it's more than 20 amo, the fact that a person is in the air and he has four mechitzah around him, he doesn't have a floor, that is not considered to be a sukkah. The sukkah requires a floor as well. That's why we don't bring a riot from there. There's a different shayla, the Gemara wanted to know. If you have a beam in the middle, and that's your floor, how do you treat the rest of the sukkah? We don't have a raya for Rabbi Amenel, because we disagree with his mocker of the Mishnah regarding drawing water from a karmelis on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Beis.